You're listening to TechNado. Welcome to another episode of TechNado. Reminder that TechNado is sponsored by ACI Learning, the folks behind IT Pro, and you can use that code TechNado30 for a discount on your IT Pro membership. I'm Sophie, here with Daniel, as usual. And this is a very special episode of TechNado.
That makes me think of like 80s sitcoms.
Oh, really?
Always do a very special episode.
But then it's like, it's about like drinking and driving
thing.
Or something.
Yeah.
It's about dare. This is about don't do drugs. That's what this TechNado is. No,
right.
This TechNado is don't game while angry. That's the message we're pushing. We are going to be, you might have noticed I've got my Switch here on the desk and we have our Joy-Cons. And because I am going to be out of the office for a good portion of this week, this is our answer to that. We want to make sure we have a TechNado ready to go. And we thought, what better opportunity to do some gaming?
Yeah, we don't have time to get articles, obviously.
Yeah.
Because that week has not passed. And even if it had, she wouldn't be here to help me. So we thought,
That's true.
Let's just have a little fun. Let's put a little fun in the TechNado. Because obviously, usually it's extremely boring and droll.
Of course. We never have any fun. No laughing or smiles.
No fun here. We're the fun sponge.
No questionable language. No, of course not.
We show up, we suck up all the sponge, and we deliver it to the nearest receptacle.
We have talked about gaming to a degree, especially more recently on TechNado. But, you know, obviously, Daniel and I are from different generations. So the stuff that he grew up playing is going to be different than the stuff that's coming out, you know, when I was growing up or that's coming out now.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is I do have some emulators or emulator apps or whatever on my Switch. And I've also got some current games. We're going to play a current game, and then we are going to dive into the world of, I don't know, we'll maybe do some Sega Genesis games or Super Nintendo games. We'll figure it out as we go.
This ought to be fun. My last console was an Xbox 360.
Which
is now completely dead.
Yes, the store is closed and it's dead, and you cannot buy any more Xbox 360 games. So,
bullcrap.
On that happy note, if you have been following any of the recent games that have come out over the last few years, you know that Super Mario Brothers Wonder is one of the recent Mario games that's come out. Super fun. You can be an elephant, which is great. And that is going to be the first game that we play today.
I always wanted to be an elephant.
I
tried to do it with food.
I was going to say, I believe in you. I think we can together. Yeah. We can get there.
There's an episode of The Simpsons where Homer tried to become the world's fattest man. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Okay, I don't recall that. That probably aired before my time, but okay, I believe you.
Probably, yeah.
Huh, I believe you.
By her time, she means before she was born.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah, Simpsons was definitely airing before I was alive.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great.
Came out when I was like 10 or 11.
Seriously?
Yes.
I did not realize it's been around that long.
Yeah, it's been on the air for a while.
And it's still kicking.
I want to say it might be the longest running show.
That sounds
definitely
right.
The longest running animated show.
Do you think? Well, yeah, because SVU would have started after that, or Law and Order would have started after that.
Okay. Way after that.
Yeah. Law and Order's still going.
I'm trying to think. Saturday Night Live, maybe?
That's true. Right? Saturday Night Live has
been around
for... Saturday
Night Live came out in like the 70s?
Yeah. So maybe. We'll look into that. But this isn't TechNado TV edition. This is TechNado Gaming.
Yeah.
So... Are you ready?
Let's play some games.
It's going to be filled with wonder. So we do have another monitor in here, so we will be looking...
Speaking of wonder.
we'll be looking slightly askew so we can see what we're doing. But you should be able to see and hear everything that we do. This is going
to
be a good time.
I just don't like to make eye contact.
That's understandable.
While I'm gaming.
This is the antisocial generation, so I don't blame you. We're going to use my profile because...
Oh, look at me!
It has all the levels unlocked, and that'll just make it more fun for
us
to play.
All right, so... Who should I
pick? Oh, by the way, so if you're Yoshi... Yeah. Or Nabbit, you can't use the power-ups, but you can eat stuff and you can't take damage.
Okay, well, I don't want that.
So, of these...
I'm going to go with Mario's taller, more handsome older brother.
Okay.
Is he the older brother or is Mario the older brother?
I think...
Maybe Mario's the older brother, but...
Luigi's like kind of a scaredy cat, right? So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't care. I'm going with it.
I'll be Blue Toad. Yeah!
Excellent.
To really just irritate you a little bit with the voice.
Oh, is it irritating?
Oh, yeah. Like all the time. It's going to be great.
How is that different than your normal speaking voice?
Thank you so much. My grandma's going to comment on this episode and be like, I like her speaking voice.
Yeah. And you speak so fast. Just running as fast as you can. What am I doing?
We did.
I'm an elephant. Not.
Yes. So we did play.
Okay, because we pre-gamed.
We pre-gamed a little
bit. Make sure
bit.
Everything worked.
Make sure the system was working and everything was connected. Let's do this level. It's a little difficulty. It'll be fun. But I really think you're going to enjoy.
Can we go to the hardest level you have?
We can.
Okay, we'll play this one and then we'll
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll go to the final
Let's
level.
Let's speed run this bullcrap and then.
So we are elephants.
Okay, so there's jump.
There's jump.
And I have an elephant trunk that does crazy things.
Not anymore.
Okay, now I have fireballs of doom.
You can jump extra high on the music note blocks. And so for those of
you don't.
If you're not familiar
with
Super
Mario...
Okay,
that turd just jumped out of his...
Oh, yeah. The piranha plants come out of the pipes? Yeah.
That's
not a mechanic you're familiar with? Oh, okay. Yeah, they do
walk. Do I have any other maneuver than jump at this point?
If you don't have a power-up, then no.
I'm screwed. Wee!
There you go. Well, there'll be more power-ups. It'll be fine. There you go. Now,
yeah, dying of fire. A literal fire that I'm creating. I don't know if it's my hands or my mouth or what.
Oh, okay. This is where it gets fun. You're going to enjoy this.
What the hell? Okay. Wee!
They are going to start walking. I'm just letting
you know. What are we waiting for? What's happening?
Waiting for it to start scrolling.
Oh.
And they sing. But when you shoot them, they stop.
I'm screwed.
Well, you know, if you die, you die.
If he dies, he dies. It's from Rocky IV.
Is it really?
Yeah. I don't know what any of this does. Apparently jumping like a person that has no mind is not a good strategy.
This is not the way to go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So use your joystick to move to me.
Come here.
And I will... Oh. There you go.
Okay, so I did play, like, GameCube.
Yeah.
And this is very similar to, like, Super Mario Advance.
Oh, yeah?
Whatever it was, like... What was the name of that game? Where you had to stick with each other. And if you got killed...
Oh, no.
You were kind of floating around in the sky, and your partner had to come in, like...
I know this. I know the... Or
whatever.
The Wii U definitely had that mechanic, but anything before... the new Super Mario Brothers on the DS, I wasn't super familiar with.
That's what it's called, the new Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. You have to kind of stay together.
Yes,
yeah.
You have to stay together.
We beat that level.
Oh, okay, perfect. Now
that's like low
crank
difficulty.
Crank up the difficulty.
Okay, you want to go extreme.
I want to be like, I want to be enraged that it's impossible to do
anything.
Okay,
well then what we'll do, we'll go here. We'll go through two. Let's see. I guess it would be the magma, maybe? Yeah. I haven't played this in a while.
That makes sense.
There is a... There is definitely a... How do I get to Bowser's World? Oh, you know what? I think I have to go to... Well, we don't have to go there. We'll just...
I like how there's not a specific level in your brain that's like, this sumbitch was hard.
No. I mean, there are a lot of them because there's so many levels and I haven't played... Okay. There we go. There's some... This one's super difficult. 4-star difficulty.
Sweet.
You're going to have a great time.
I can't wait to die.
I don't remember...
What basically this is going to be is you having to like continually bring me back to life. It's a new difficulty unlocked.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is there's... Doing? This game has like badge mechanics. So
oh my goodness.
You can
play the damn game already.
I'm trying to help you out.
I don't want to be helped. I just want to die.
Damn. There's people we can call for that.
There's a number on the back of the game.
If you are a loved one.
Yeah. Are struggling with mesothelioma.
If you
see my suit here was made of asbestos.
All right. There you go. You take it. You can. Okay. You need it more than I do.
All right. Bubbles.
There you go.
All right. I guess it's just that. What is with the flotation devices?
We're like 2 seconds in.
We
are already struggling.
And I'm dead again.
It's okay. We'll save you. Oh, geez.
Will you?
I'm going to try. I'm doing my best. Oh, shoot. I got to censor myself.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah, that was difficult.
All right, get rid of that.
All right.
This badge just...
Did you make me float? Was that something
that
you did?
That's
me?
The floating high jump, so that when you jump, you don't fall down as quickly.
Oh.
And so since this is a level with a lot of...
Well,
like...
So, ladies and gentlemen, another little difficulty that we've kind of, through no fault of our own, get to enjoy is there's a bit of a lag between...
Slightly, yes.
...the screen and what we do.
Ah, shoot.
So floating might have helped, but...
Damn. I probably should have explained it to you. That's my bad.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't warn you that that was a mechanic I added.
Come on.
So I'm doing my best.
I'm doing my best.
I'm like a foot tall.
Damn it.
All right. Let me get to... All right, come over here.
I'm here.
There you go.
I'm here. Kill me. I wanted to do it now. Jeez, the lag. See, that's the kind of stuff where lag gets you.
Yeah.
Where I landed and hit the jump button, but
it didn't register fast enough. Yeah. Okay, I don't know what that did. I have not played these levels in a while.
I know.
Nice. Okay, I'm gonna...
Shish Kebab. Shawshank Redemption.
Alright, if you get the flag, you'll get... There you go.
Now you get whatever.
Well, here. There's enough for both of us. There's enough to go around.
So, that's a new feature.
That you get two?
That you get two, yeah, because, you know, old school Mario...
I think...
You used to kind of like fight each other over...
Over who got the power-ups?
Over who got what, and then... It really would suck when... Oh, you're gone now. Where are you?
I'm coming. There we go.
Because if you hit the power-up and your, you know, teammate... Uh-oh.
Your teammate steals it.
Yeah. And sometimes it would happen by accident. Where am I? Oh, there I am.
Come up here.
I'm green like the stuff.
So
I couldn't see me. Yeah.
All right. We're...
Now I'll just reappear.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Why are you jumping? You gotta
because
move.
I thought the screen would go with me.
No, this is... You gotta move with the wheel to get across.
Oh, that's dumb.
It's dumb because you don't like it. Aww.
We both are dead.
But we got the checkpoint, so we're good.
Okay, so we get to go with the checkpoint.
Yeah. All right. We don't have to go from the very beginning, which is nice. It's still gonna be
harder. Yeah, checkpoints are sweet.
There you go. See? It's fine. Yeah, I think that has been around since...
Oh, stupid Luigi.
Nice.
Picking stuff.
Don't blame Luigi.
I can't touch them. Okay.
No, yeah. That's you have to use the pots to extinguish them.
I like how we always are kind of like jumping at each other.
That's intentional. I want you to die. So that's... Aw.
Okay. I'm going to stop screwing around.
Yeah, this is you just got to move with the wheel, which is hard because there's a big gap in it. I think that having two power-ups has... I think they... I think they implemented that in Super Mario Brothers Wii, maybe? Shoot.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Come on.
All right. We're good.
Do it now.
See? Once I actually, like...
You just got to get the hang of it.
Well, plus I'm kind of, like, crying. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Okay, it's nothing.
Wait,
oh,
come
where
back.
Are you? Come on!
Like
Let's
you
go.
Want you want yeah. me to fail. Oh, if you press Y, I think you can sprint.
Yeah, I
Oh, okay. You figured that
that's
out.
That's what I screwed, yeah.
Okay.
Hey. something. Oh,
we did.
Shit, it's not
we
over.
Did.
Okay.
So we get a power up. Oh well. Alright, if you press and hold
Take it.
If you press and hold A, there'll be a little bubble that appears above your head, and that'll give you our stored power up of the fire flower. So there you go. Now you've got something. Not to handicap you, but I feel like you might need it. Because since this is a castle level, we're going to have to do some fighting here.
Fight we will.
He's tired of playing with us.
He's tired of playing with us.
His daddy is going to...
Take your ball and go home then, son. He's going to keep you here. Oh.
All right, so don't jump on his shell because he's got spikes.
Okay, he is trying to make it to where that's exactly what I do.
Once he's out of his shell, we should be able to jump on his head. There you go.
I don't really like him.
No, yeah, he's...
Total D-bag. This is new.
So he's got the magic, yes.
Scary.
Yeah, it is a little scary. Oh, these guys move. So if you step to one side or the other, those platforms move that you're standing on. I don't know where he went, though.
Jeez! Okay, this is...
Where did he go? Oh, he's in the corner. Busted.
I'm just kind of staying alive up here for you.
Where is he, though?
He's down.
Oh, there we go.
Found him.
He blends in.
It's triple dog dare. Okay.
Yeah, but okay. So the other ones are like imaginary. So aim for the colorful shell when you jump on him.
I'm not supposed to jump on the shells, though, right?
Well, I guess I just mean when.
Oh, come on. He jumped under my feet.
That's because he loves you. He wants to get close.
That's what was supposed to happen. Is when you jump under my feet stomp your guts.
These newfangled Mario games.
I swear, these kids nowadays. Back in my day, we played Mario. We did it in the snow.
Oh, must. Yeah, back in my day, when we jumped on a shell.
Yeah.
It killed the enemy.
No, that was so when they were all shelled up.
Yeah.
You could like. You could jump on them, but it wouldn't hurt you.
They're like standard Koopas, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, it's timing. There you go. I don't know how this is gonna help.
Bubbles, huh?
Because I don't know what the bubbles do against Bowser Jr. But I guess we'll find out.
They make him docile and agreeable. Does nothing to
they
that.
They do not do anything to him. Okay. In that form. Maybe when he...
Oh, you can bounce on the bubbles.
Oh, that's helpful.
So if you jump on the bubble... All right, so you stay on one side, I'll stay on the other. That way he can't, like...
Okay, this is the strategy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're a Lord of the Dark Arts. We get it.
This for me... Oh, shoot. Yeah. This for me is a difficult game. So I can't wait to see how I fare with some of the older games. I don't think I'm going to do very well. Oh, thank you for that.
I don't really like this guy. He angers me with his anger.
I'm probably going to die, so I'm just letting you know.
Chicago.
There we go.
Still bubbled up, though, so.
That's good. That's good for show.
No, not that it's really doing much for us, but. Hey, I'm acting as a diversion. That's my my shtick. Get away from me.
Oh, mustard.
He's coming for me. Come here. You got shot again.
You keep moving.
You keep getting killed.
Got him. I think that's it.
Yeah. And he's farted or something. Like, what was that?
That was the dark magic leaving his body.
You know, Taco Bell. Just
very
say no.
Demonic in nature.
Yeah, there's our
when
dare.
When you think about it.
There's our dare reference. Just say no to Taco Bell. I'm not going to lie, though, man. Those cheesy gordita crunches.
They do slap.
They're bangers.
For a long time, I've been wanting to try a Crunchwrap because I hear really good things about it, and it looks really good.
So hold on.
Oh, no.
Not the normal Crunchwraps.
It's got to be the Supreme.
No, it's got to be the breakfast Crunchwrap.
It's got like hash browns or something in it?
Yeah.
The
breakfast Crunchwrap will have you going, all other breakfast is stupid.
Okay.
I used to double fist breakfast Crunchwraps. Steak. With steak breakfast Crunchwrap. Anybody wants to send me a gift card for a breakfast Crunchwrap, I will not say no.
So you can get like different meat in it?
So you can get sausage, you can get bacon, and you can get steak.
Ooh, bacon will be good.
That's what my wife gets. She loves the bacon one. But I'm like, screw that, man. Steak is steak. You never say no to steak. Now, bacon is good. Get me wrong. You know what? I've never tried bacon and steak.
Can you do both?
I don't, man. Why not?
That's true.
Listen,
what are they going to do?
I don't care what it costs. Right?
I highly doubt a Taco Bell employee is going to argue with you.
Price is no object. Listen, I'll slip you a 5-spot.
Yeah, right? Directly.
You
this
just slap some bacon and make it nice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Make it nice.
I'll have to try it. Christian says, you get what in a burrito? Chicken and beef
there
in a burrito.
You go.
So
yeah.
It is possible.
So yeah, they can hook you up.
Okay. Well, that was a little look at Mario Wonder. How did you enjoy that?
That was good. I think it was a very good step forward in the Mario platforming game. It was a lot of fun, a lot of interesting new things about it.
You know,
the power-ups and everything and the gameplay. They continue to evolve it, make it more interesting. Not that it's still not interesting to go back and play
old
stuff. Sure,
of course, yeah.
But, you know, I would definitely be more happy to play without
the lag.
The lag makes this... I can only imagine that a retro game is going to be nigh impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which might make it more fun. Let's do that.
So are you thinking Genesis or you think it's Super Nintendo, Game Boy?
You know, we just played some Nintendo. Let's go Genesis.
Genesis.
Let's do
Genesis.
Change it up a little
bit. Genesis, yeah.
That's right.
OT Genesis. Okay. And they give us a little sound effects.
Oh, that brings back the warm and fuzzies.
I'm sure it does. I wasn't around for that. My mom used to, I think, be a salesperson for them, or she used to sell.
Is she really?
Sega Genesis. I think so, yeah.
Your mom worked for Sega of America or whatever?
She sold the systems, but I don't remember in what context.
She worked at like a...
I remember her talking about it, and
like
I didn't think
Circuit
to ask.
Circuit City or something?
Maybe. She didn't work at Circuit City, but I don't. Not that there's anything wrong with working at Circuit City.
I thought that Circuit City might have been a reference that was lost on you.
No, we had one in my own hometown, but by the time, it was still it was still around.
Yeah.
But it was dilapidated. It was like nobody went to Circuit City. And then eventually we drove by one day and it was just
gone. It was
closed. Yeah. So rest in peace, Circuit
City. Funny, the Gainesville Circuit City is right across the street, which is now whatever college.
Oh, Santa Fe?
Yeah, no, it's not Santa Fe, right? It's like a like an online college or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there used to be one around here.
Oh, yeah. We had everything.
Gainesville used to be a kingdom.
Yeah.
It's now.
You go to the mall and now it's just UF Health.
Yeah.
Right?
It's kind of sad.
It is. It's really sad.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Well, on that happy note, we have a lovely selection of games.
Touch grass,
here.
People.
What's what looks good to you, Daniel, since you are...
You know this stuff better than I do. I mean, you've got it on Ghosts and Ghouls. Or Ghouls and Ghosts. I always call it Ghosts and Ghouls. If you just want to have an exercise in futility, Ghouls and Ghosts will serve your purpose.
Let's give it a go.
Because this game is nigh impossible.
I wonder if it'll let you use your Joy-Cons now.
Right.
Yeah, some of these emulated games, it won't... Like when you try to do two player, it'll be like you have to swap controllers back and forth. So we'll see what happens.
Like you have one player plugged in.
Yes.
In a console. Yeah, that's
which fun. I guess makes sense. All right.
So you're a little jumping guy. He's a knight. His wife has been killed or something.
Okay, so don't jump on them.
Oh yeah, you can't touch the bad guys.
Okay. Evidently.
Like okay, round two.
Okay.
This is player two ready, but I guess whatever.
Okay. So yeah. do you have unlimited?
Just go. And then just we'll switch off.
All right. This is just entertaining for you.
Yeah, this is more entertaining.
To watch me fail.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't jump very high. This is the only thing.
Obviously, he goes into streak mode.
What is that? Oh, shoot.
And you are done again. Okay. I like how you've made it all of 10 feet.
So they do come out of the ground.
They come out of the ground. They pop out everywhere.
All right.
I like how they give you the rewind function here so that you can stay not dead.
I could do that, yeah. I was doing that quite a bit when I was playing Super Mario or Superstar Saga. Because I would like lose in one of the turn-based things, and I would get frustrated because I would just keep dying, and it would send me back.
You've made it farther. They want you dead. He'll kill you
Mustard.
Too. Yeah, everything kills you.
Is it David Blaine? Was it that came out of the chest?
Did you want to see a magic trick? Not really. No. I mean, your tricks are awesome. You are a freak. And if someone walks up to me in a park and says, do you want to see a magic trick? It very is possible that my gun is coming out.
Did you ever see the videos where it was like, it was supposed to be like David Blaine, but he was like making high C appear in the guy's mouth?
No.
Mustard.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah, those were good.
That was some early YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were very
funny. Those were fun. Those were good.
And he always like stared at the camera like.
He's literally making high C come out of his mouth. He's literally making
David
it come
Blaine.
Out.
It was like these two gay guys and they were like, oh my goodness.
They're just trying to mind their business.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
What the F? What the actual
what
F?
What the actual F?
Yes, it was so funny.
So should I leave the treasure chest alone? Like if I don't?
Yes, you should leave the treasure chest alone.
It.
Because inside is a devil.
What the hell? Did he just...
Yeah, he just got a proctological exam from a big demon bird.
Awesome. Okay. All right, so...
Oh, let's see if I do any better.
Let's see how you fare.
I don't need both, right? Or
it's having me use both.
Is it both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if that's a handicap for
you. Okay, let's see what we got here.
I'm sure the people watching are just... loved watching me make it all of 15 feet into this level.
The buttons are like backwards to me.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
you just took,
get that.
Took care of Chris Angel in like 2 seconds.
Oh, stupid, the buttons are backwards. There we go. Shoot! This stupid backward button shit is really...
really you got a lot further
like,
than I did.
I want this to be attack and this to be jump.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Just press the plus button. Okay. There you go.
There we go. Try that again.
Yeah, just keep going. So it's this whole thing is the...
Is the map. Yes, you have
that's
to...
That's just for this level.
Guess how far we've gotten.
2 feet.
Yep, that's supposed to be jump.
Interesting.
It's not stupid.
Huh.
Hold on, I got an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Turn the Joy-Con upside down. Oh, that's actually working much better.
Huh, all right.
That's kind of messed up.
Huh.
So... In the actual game, damn you. In like the arcade version of this, like back in the arcade days.
Yeah.
You could move and shoot at the same time.
Oh.
This is not really letting you do that.
Interesting.
Yes. Right? So like I'm moving, but he's not moving.
Huh.
He should.
Interesting.
Yes.
So one thing at a time. It won't let you.
It's really like ramped up the difficulty.
Huh. Well, they got to add.
Lag. We've got shit don't work right. They got to add something down. New.
They got to make it.
Oh, no, I don't want you.
New for the kids.
Come on, man. Yes, get out of my way. Jump. Thank you.
I like that it's just like frail little Skeletors. I guess they're what, Grim Reapers? But that looks like Skeletor.
Out of the way. Oh, yeah. These Ooh. Are fun. This is going to be an interesting.
So this game takes place during the French Revolution.
That's right. Oh.
Liberty and fraternity.
Shit.
Oh, jeez.
Player one.
Rhythm. Dang. Yeah. We've made it like an inch.
At least I made it farther, right?
You made it a lot farther than I did.
Yeah, it's much nicer when you can run and shoot at the same time. So I'm having to, like...
They got to level the playing field somehow.
Pick my battles.
Between you and I. Because I don't have that habit in place of, like, thinking that certain buttons do certain stuff, because I've never played this before.
Yeah, there's nothing to get used to.
Yeah. So that sucks for you.
It does.
I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay. It's just adjustments that we all make in life.
Oh, dang.
That was a good one. Go!
All right.
Oh, bro.
Whoa, hey, you're getting there. I believe in you.
Last one. Go, yes! Make it!
Nice.
Aha! This is some bullshit. This is like these little whirlwinds that come.
Oh.
Yeah, and you die.
And there's no, like, checkpoints, so it's like if you die, you're back at the beginning.
That might have made it to, like, another part of the map, but this says player two ready, so that was player one.
Dang.
So, I might be able to. I like how you get to keep your weapon, though.
So you'd usually in the original, would you lose it if you got hit?
I don't remember. I want to say yes. I like this sword, though.
This is a brave new world for me.
Ass kicking.
I wish he made the.
Oh, what?
I wish he made the noises like Link. But I'll make do without.
Yeah. Yeah, kiss it. You all die. You all touch the stupid guillotine. Again, I always hit the dumb guillotine. All right, I thought I might be at the whirlwind section. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. And I'm all geared up. Okay. Oh, so the wind is also blowing you?
I'm sure. Oh, that was beautiful.
That was I get you. The devil wins. Come on.
Oh,
the stink of fire almost killed me. Ah, run, son. I'm just running for all that is holy. I was at the end of the map, too. I had to go up. I was like,
game
these
over.
Fires keep popping out under my butt.
All right.
That was fun. That was fun. Like I said, exercise of futility.
You want to change course a little bit?
Yeah, let's do something else.
All right.
Let's do something else.
Let's see. Let me go back to game selection here. Oh, no, come on. You can tell I totally do this a lot. Mm. Let's see. We got Landstalker, Revenge of Shinobi, Flicky. I don't know what that is. I don't know most of these games.
Flicky, man. Just roll the dice, I guess.
Roll dice? All right, I'm going to close my eyes.
Here we go.
What was that?
A game I've never played.
Oh, sick.
I think
okay.
It's called Strider. I think that was
that puts us on even ground then, because I've never. Oh, looked like Palpatine.
Yeah, I've never played this game. Strider, yeah.
Strider? Striker?
It is an odd graph. That font was a poor choice, I think.
Okay,
platformer.
Right.
You got some.
Start, okay.
Some badass kicks and punches.
Is it the Taj Mahal? I'm pressing the start button.
You
there we
press
go.
Press it again, and you'll like it.
Okay, so this might be one player, so we'll have to trade
this
off.
This guy, you got.
He's got the
demonic a-hole holding the earth in his hand. What's the whole world in his hand?
Is that Russian?
It does look Russian.
It's like Cyrillic alphabet? Huh. Maybe that's why the font was weird.
He's from the Eastern Bloc.
All right. So that's to hit things is the B button. All right. I don't like that noise. That's unnerving.
You don't like the noise?
Don't like that.
I want to go to sleep to that noise.
The high-pitched dog whistle sound effect.
There's like 10 dogs outside the building right now. Just.
I wonder if it's supposed to sound like that, or if that's just the way we have the sound configured, that it sounds a little odd.
Yeah.
All right, so B is to punch, Y jumps, X and A. Okay, A jumps. Do any of these buttons do anything? Okay, crouch. I just want to get a handle, get my bearings here. All right, so it's literally just...
just a platformer, yeah.
I should know if there was any other buttons to, like...
well, there's only... on the Genesis, there was only three buttons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I've never...
so
I've never actually...
have three emulated buttons in some way, shape, or form.
That makes sense. The B button's definitely one of them. I like that he's walking like he talks it. Oh, shoot.
Nice. I thought you were done.
I did not do that on purpose. That was completely accidental. All right,
hey,
incline hiking.
You're doing all right. You're doing all right. I don't know if that's an enemy or a good thing. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You're like, good for you. That is not.
Yeah, laugh it up, Christian. Laugh it up.
Like, I brought you a gift of death.
Myrrh.
And
murder.
More death.
Oh, all right.
You can grab your power up.
Oh, I can climb the walls. Power up? What? Power up?
Yeah, it's gone. Just go. Myrrh
right.
And Dur.
Myrrh and Dur. Awesome. All right. So
I like these little jumpy guys.
Mustard.
They are coming to kill you.
All right. You so I did not do a very good job. You want to give it a try?
Yeah, give it a whirl. Give it a whirl. All right.
All right. Let's see.
Let's see how we do. Yeah, continue play, man. Bring me the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You might have to flip the Joy-Con, I guess, if you're not liking the button arrangement. What is that?
I have no clue. I don't know what to do here.
Okay, so you can only climb certain walls, I guess. I don't.
Okay, these are good things, right? Yeah.
Apparently. Oh, maybe they. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it goes ahead of you in murdering.
That's not.
Oh, I almost got a little ahead of myself there.
That guillotine's gonna get you every time.
Whoa! All right, son. Let's go, bro. Let's go, bro.
He's your buddy.
Is that not jump? Oh. Okay.
Jump is...
oh, he looks fun.
I think there's two buttons to jump, I think.
He's like, I'm all roided out. I'm on a rage.
He's on PCP.
All right. So apparently the strategy is just you can't touch him.
Like MC Hammer.
Oh, okay, bro. Do you ever get in a position where I can hit you?
You're fighting Ric Flair
right
now.
I got him. Okay. Whoa. Don't like that.
All right.
Of a platform that. Who the hell designed this game? What
Russians.
Drugs
the
did
Russians.
They take? What Russian drugs would lead to this?
Maybe this
crocodile?
Was...
I mean, what the?
Huh?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Ah, I've never heard of that.
And it was super popular in Russia for a while. Yeah.
Sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
It sounds like a novelty pickle.
Stay here and not get killed.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. Okay. Here comes.
Huh?
Okay, am I supposed to do something else? I guess so.
So you're like Spider-Man, but a ninja a little bit?
Okay, here we go. Thanks, you brought me a gift of doom.
This is a good random pick.
Yeah, real good. I bet that it was a hot seller.
You want to switch gears?
Back in the day. Yeah, let's go to something new. Let's play something in your era.
In my era?
Of gaming.
Okay.
All right, we'll go back and forth.
Sure.
We've got
so,
time.
As far as the stuff that I have that's a little bit more recent, I had Mario Wonder. I've got Super Princess Peach, which is probably going to be new for you, I would imagine.
I have not played it.
And then I have Tetris, which is, you know, Tetris.
Listen, I haven't played any of these games.
You never played Tetris?
I have played Tetris.
Okay, there you go. Let's try
what
Princess
I meant
Peach.
Is like all these new games. I haven't played any of these new games.
I just know.
Tetris is not a new game.
It's right, yeah. Right. It's just a new iteration of, And that's
Miss
Puyo
Technical
Puyo Tetris.
Over here.
Hey, look, you have to be correct when you're talking about this stuff. We're going to get people that are very serious gamers.
You know, you're not wrong about that, right? Yeah, you'd be like, listen, Daniel, actually.
Technically speaking, Tetris has been around since the Cold War. Okay?
And, you know, the guy that invented Tetris had a cloaca. It's going to be our new term.
It's the one thing that put him on even footing with the rest of us mortals.
Yeah, he was the destroyed... I can't tell you more about home. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Oh, the episode?
Yeah.
I am wearing my Wild West Hackenfest
yes.
X-Files shirt
yes,
today.
Yes, you are. And it's funny. I'm wearing a shirt that I also got at Wild West Hackenfest.
Oh, there you go.
Which is from... Black Hills.
I'm starting to get excited. I know it's not till October.
You're just saying from the
I thought
was it Black Hills. I think it's Black Hills.
I think you're right. Because yeah. I thought there was another company that also did. What's the Rekka where it's Hacker Spell backwards.
That's
the
Black
same
Hills,
same brand. Yeah. Okay, okay. Then yeah.
I have that one as well.
Of course you do. You've got all the merch. So I don't
listen, I had to pay for this crap.
I don't remember if this is multiplayer or not. I really don't. Because if it's not multiplayer, then that's not fun. Unless
you gotta start from the beginning. Right? Is there no beginning to this game?
I mean, there is. I've just already beat all the levels, so I'm very committed to the Princess Peach. I was gonna pick like a hard level.
Oh, okay, let's go.
And just have you
let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five Fs.
Five women, yes.
Like that's what you gotta say F five times. on the level five.
They're okay. I say they're hard, but like you may play them and be like, this is very simple.
Our best impression of James Rolfe.
So, huh?
He's the angry video game nerd.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not familiar with his work. I know. I'm familiar with Game Grumps, but I'm not familiar with him. So the premise of this game is that Princess Peach has to save this theater, and she has to play through these different literal stages as different characters. So she's like a cowboy in one of them. She's a mermaid in one of them. In this one, she is like a space rescue hero, I think.
Okay.
So I like this one. I think it's fun.
Let's see it.
But would you like to try blind?
No, I want
to
watch you first.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Kind of get a look and feel for the
game. This is one of the last levels.
It's a cool suit she's got, though.
Isn't it? She looks like Samus a little bit.
I actually thought a little more along the lines of
like a Mega Man or
Mega
something?
Mega Man, yeah.
All right, so these little guys.
Kill these guys, huh?
No, these are the good guys. These are your allies. Although they don't really do much. They're kind of worthless.
I mean,
that sounds mean. Those are the bad
guys.
They're
kind of worthless.
But the whole point, or the whole premise,
I like to
I
send
guess.
Them into battle. They die first.
They're disposable, if you will.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting the hang of this. What's going on?
So this is just part of the gameplay, and then eventually she'll be walking, hopefully like normal.
Is it a platformer all the way?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Some of the different levels, like in one of them, you're like a patisserie chef, so you have to like decorate cakes and stuff, and so it's a little bit of a different
like vantage.
Yeah. Huh? Excuse you. Out of my way. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. Lots.
What's the game where you're a rocket ship and you have to shoot at the? Is it Asteroids? Or am I thinking of something else? Galaga?
Tell me what you're doing. You did not finish your sentence. You said, is that the game where you're a rocket ship and you have to shoot the?
The there's these little ships that come down and they go like.
That is Galaga.
That's Galaga? Okay. I know.
The sound effects sold it for me. I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Thank you. Now
you have an asteroid, which would have been Asteroids.
I am a, well.
Can you destroy the asteroids in this game?
It depends on the level.
This guy's a real deep.
In this case, I just gotta.
Yeah, you sacrifice one of your useless people.
That's fine. They're a dime a dozen. They all look the same. Sick. Okay. I don't know what I did there.
What is up with these guys?
I was social engineered to buy this game. Not social.
Were you really?
I was socially swayed to buy this game because
peer pressure.
Initially, I was like,
somebody had the game.
I saw somebody else play it, and I was like, ooh, that looks kind of fun. I didn't get the star. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
This is longer than I remember.
It's funny. I'm watching you play these games, and you're moving right along. You're very good at them.
But the second
you put me in a retro game, I move right along. You're like, I can't get 5 feet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I still died, so there you go.
That's funny.
And I lost a lot of coins in the process.
All right. I'm ready to give a scroll wherever you are. Oh, yeah.
So the B button will let you fire, and then the joystick on the right lets you move.
Oh, or that's the left, weird. Sorry, so it moves her forward when she fires.
I guess I didn't notice, but you're right. It does do that.
Wow. Okay.
I just like
stop
to...
Stop shooting at me.
I employ a very technical strategy of button mashing.
Yeah, but she doesn't really like... Ooh, that was close.
Oh, so you got to wait for his fist to come out of the force field and then punch his fist or like hit his arm. Because he's protected otherwise.
I'm trying.
Oh, okay, well, maybe not.
That doesn't work.
Get, like, maybe if you get, like, in front of where his fist is going to come out, like, for the
let
back,
him punch me?
And, like, just fire. There you go.
That's intuitive.
Well, you keep in mind, this game is probably more intended for kids. And kids are a lot smarter than we are, so.
Yeah, I can't wait till my kid goes. So I got my first fight today, Dad. And I employed the stand in front of their fist strategy. Did not work out as well as I had hoped. So.
Okay, so now that you've beat this part of it, I think it should put you on the ground, and then you'll actually be, it'll be more like a regular platformer where you're just walking and fighting these cute little enemies. The whole, the villain of this game is called, I think her name is Madame Grape, I think.
Madame Grape.
And she's like, she's not a grape. She's just purple.
She's just purple.
And she's like this witch or something that.
Oh yeah, she's a witch, all right.
She's cursed the.
Am I supposed to be doing something, or we got like?
No, it's like a little cutscene, and then yeah, now you'll be able to move through it.
Yeah, let's make this happen. Oh, you got a little three dimensional action going.
A little bit.
Yeah. You won't get past us.
They don't do much.
Maybe they won't.
They don't do much. Yeah.
Whoa. Like how the guy, the one in white back there is like.
You might be able to move.
Oh, am I supposed to do something? Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta hit him.
Save. I'm not in the cutscene any longer.
Oh yeah. Seamless transition.
Indeed.
Oh, and you should be able to pick up the bus, I think, but I don't remember how.
Pick up the bus, all right.
Okay. I think you can. Yeah, and then you can walk and like throw it. I'm pretty sure. Oh, okay.
I'll take it with me. Oh. Hey, where's my bus?
I don't remember enough about the.
Oh, there it is.
There you go.
I must have picked it up, thrown it.
There's several of them.
Yeah.
And you can use them.
Crazy. I really think it's a bus. It's more like a trailer.
Well, I call like what you want.
Right? Like a storage.
Yeah, like a. It's like a.
Buses hold people.
It's a Cybertruck.
It's a Cybertruck. Elon Musk's future.
All right, so if you chuck it. Actually, no, okay. You might just have to run.
Yep, looks like it. I'm not running very fast. I can run faster than these little turds. Holding a bus.
It's because you're holding. Yeah, that's why it's slowing you down.
But I'm still faster. Like, I'm fast enough to get.
Yeah, you're. Oh.
I want my bus. You're calling it a bus. It's not a damn bus.
It's your emotional support bus.
That's right. Do not pet the bus. Okay.
Maybe you have to throw it. Oh, because you have to jump, I think, over that thing. And you can't do that with a bus in your hands.
Dumb. What's the purpose of it?
Oh, like you have to. I think jump? You might have to pick this one up. There we go.
Oh my!
That's not a bus either.
Now it's just look at me. I hold buses.
There you go. So now you've got a.
This gameplay is weird.
Nice.
AI generated hands on Princess Peach. She had the weirdest looking fingers.
But she's got the right amount of fingers, probably.
She did have the right amount of fingers, but they were like all of equal length.
Does Mario have four fingers or five?
Hell if I know.
Because Mickey's got four. But he's a mouse, I guess, so it's different.
I just watched the death battle. King Mickey versus Yoda.
King Mickey?
Yeah, from Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, I never played Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is very popular. He's got this key sword. And yeah, Mickey took him down.
Is Mickey a bad guy?
No, Mickey's a good guy. They just make them fight. It's like not...
There's
out.
No like
yeah,
good and evil.
Yeah, good or bad. It's just they're two people fighting. Hi-yow.
There you go. Oh, nice.
Hi-yow.
Oh, okay. So when you...
Other turds I need to kill? Yeah.
Yeah.
Killed them. You guys are
You're doing
absolutely
great.
Useless.
You haven't died, so...
Hi-yow. Is he not dead? He looks
he's
down.
Dizzy.
Oh, I gotta give him the final punch.
So the nerd scientists are in there, and...
They're watching nerd things on Nerd 2.
Oh, yeah, they're watching Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the Star Trek
this
is
the
nerdy.
One where Guinan turns into... And then Captain Picard shows up.
So I think if you go to the spotlight...
Oh, I have to do something.
Yes, you do.
Jeez.
The there you go, you freed them.
Game ever.
I don't remember if this is the end of the level or not. Or if there's another... There's no like scrolling like progress bar or anything.
Okay, right. And like I have no idea if I'm supposed to move or just stand there.
Yeah. You cannot have
like
them.
Right now, I guess I'm just standing here?
Yes.
Now it's move time. No.
No, he's going to do a little show
Ooh,
for
the
you.
The Joy-Cons.
Oh, are they shaking?
Yes.
Okay, well, they're just trying to be immersive. So you might have to employ a little
That's
bit
kinda
of...
It's kind
of
weedy, though, isn't it? It's like, it barely... It's like...
Oh, it's not as strong as, like, the Wii Remote, yeah.
I want the dang thing to, like, go... Make me throw it out of my hand, because I think I'm getting hazed.
I wonder if you can adjust that. I know you can in this game, and I have it set to full, like full vibration. But I don't know. Oh,
made me think of the.
Oh, you're giant now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm still unmovable. I'm just all cutscenes.
Well, here you go. So now, yeah, you got to employ the stand in front of the fist and then punch it. Yeah. Nice.
I want you to die.
Oh, there you go.
Grabbed him by his belly. And I'm just pushing buttons. I don't know if it's doing anything.
That's the strategy. You just button mash.
Okay.
That's what I do. I wish I had...
button masher.
I wish I had Super Smash Brothers, because I think that'd be super fun.
Isn't that where we fight each other?
Yes. That's why it would be fun.
He's exploding.
There you go.
Inside.
There you go. Most of the games I have are pretty simplistic.
I see that. I see that.
Because I like to turn my brain off when I game. I do enjoy a bit of Lego City Undercover, so, but that's more involved.
I mean, is this an apt description of your gaming experience?
For this game, yes.
Just close your eyes and game.
I got this game because I thought it was cute.
Okay, I can see that.
I was like, aw, like, it's fun.
This seems like a game for kids.
It I think it is mostly intended
What's
for
kids, funny
yeah.
Is that Ghouls and Ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played that when I was 5.
Well, there you go. That explains why you are the way that you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It what it's supposed to do is put a seed of anger down inside of you so that it grows to fruition as you become an adult, and then you just, you run around.
You become a rage machine.
Yesterday, she told me. So I'm going to see Deadpool tonight, right?
Yeah.
She said, I came, and she kept telling me, you should go with Alex, my friend Alex. She's like, you should go with Alex to see Deadpool or something, or just go do something. I'm like, And then Alex was like, I totally want to go see Deadpool. I'm like, all right, let's do it. So I bought the tickets, and I come inside because I was in my office, and I said, so I bought the tickets. We're going to go see Deadpool tomorrow, which is today. And she's like, oh, thank goodness.
For what reason?
She said, you need to get out of the house. You're so grumpy. She's like, I've just noticed you've been really grumpy lately.
Aw.
And I'm like, getting out of the house ain't going to make it any better.
I'm still an angry man. That's not going to help
me. It's just
me.
The more I age, the more cantankerous I've become. I was just like,
just very grumpy about everything. Very grouchy. This is kind of a one-off Technado. Like, it's not like our standard format. Yeah. So we, in theory, could just game until we died.
We do. Let's take a break and we'll deliberate.
We'll deliberate and see if we want to come back to
it. See if we want to play a little more.
A little more.
Yeah.
Finish it off. Okay. We'll give you an opportunity to take a little break, get some water, and recover from the atrocity you just witnessed. And we'll be back with more Technado Gaming Edition.
Anthony, what are we going to be talking about?
We are talking about our newest and most excellent Cloud Plus course. This course really does an amazing job of taking the learner from the very fundamental aspects of cloud and then walking them through some of the more advanced topics. They're going to learn about how to secure the cloud, how to optimize the cloud, how to save costs with the cloud. So this is not a course with complete bias to AWS or Google Cloud Platform or Microsoft Azure. We breathe life into this material by doing demonstrations across all of the big three cloud vendors.
We have a lot of fun in Cloud Plus, and we know that you will too, so come check it out.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us through that break. Hopefully you are enjoying this special edition of Technado. If you are, leave us a like and comment below what you liked, what you didn't like, and if you want us to do this again in the future, because I'm enjoying it, so I would be happy to do this again. And subscribe so you never miss an episode in the future. Usually this is not our standard fare. Usually we're all about like tech and security news, just what's going on in the world today. We do touch on gaming occasionally, especially if it's like has to do with security. So check out the other episodes, see if you like them or not. But we are going to finish this off with one final game. I have
one
a couple.
One game to rule them all.
One game to rule them all. I have.
Darkness bind them?
Huh? What? Oh.
Not a Lord of the Rings fan, are we?
Well, don't out me like that.
I love that. Yes, you have just insulted many of our viewers.
Yeah. Well, that's. I probably do that unintentionally all the time, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been a while. So I let Daniel.
Like, oh, you're a poser. I got it.
Basically, yeah, I kind of have to be to work here. I have to, like, you guys make references all the time that I'm just like, oh, yeah, and then I'm Googling it, like, two seconds later. I have let Daniel select a game from, I believe this is Game Boy Advance emulator. We are going to go ahead and give F-Zero Maximum Velocity a shot.
And by we mean she.
Because I've never played this. This is new to me.
This is our final showdown.
The extent of my knowledge about this game is that it has Captain Falcon in it.
It's a racing game.
And the only reason I know about Captain Falcon is because he is in Super Smash Brothers. So,
okay, so
extent of my knowledge.
It's a racing game set in the distant future, I assume.
In space?
No, you're on planets.
Oh, okay.
At least in the original F-Zero. I've never actually played Maximum Velocity.
Oh, so it might be a little different.
So who knows where they've stuck you.
Okay.
But yeah, and you go really fast, and you touch the sides of the track, and you get shocked.
Okay, that's good to
and
know.
And then after so much power depletes, you explode.
Okay.
There will be also others in the game with you, not multiplayer necessarily.
But like bots or whatever, yeah.
Yes, NPCs, you know, other racers. Mm-hmm. There's also just regular NPCs just taking up track room.
Oh, sick. Okay.
And they, if they're doing anything at all, it's passive aggressively aiming for you.
So if I hit them, do I lose like?
It just kind of bumps you around. You'll lose speed. You'll blah, blah, blah. Just it's an obstacle.
Okay, so I won't just like blow through them. It'll affect my time.
Near.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. But is it other than that? Is it just like finish the fastest kind of like?
You
want to
be number one, right? You got to be in the top X amount so that you can continue.
Okay.
Right. You want to be in the top three.
That makes sense. Let's give it a shot.
Yourself a name. I go with the obligatory butthole.
I'm gonna go
I normally name my character or turd. I name it butthole or turd.
We will split the difference and go with Pookie because it has poo in it.
Okay.
So that will make you happy.
Judges? The judges will allow it.
Pookie. That's me. All right, so I'm Pookie. Let's go. Grand Prix?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you're gonna get.
Hot Violet. All right. Fireball. JB Crystal. That's
the blue one is Captain Falcon, if that's what you're looking for.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's not blue. That's purple.
I do kind of like Captain Falcon.
Or is
so,
that
yeah.
the only ones they've given you?
Those four are the ones they've given me, yeah.
Oh, yeah, then go Buck Wild.
So.
I don't know who Captain Falcon is.
I don't even.
What whip is his?
Well, I see, and it gives me like stats and stuff. But see, that's. I'm not even going to bother with that. I'll be the Hot Violet, because that is a goofy-ass name for a car.
No, go Bishop, man. No, go, yeah. Full on.
Bishop? Okay.
Yeah, go.
Oh, so that means it's...
Yeah, expert.
Oh, God. Okay.
Great.
Well, shiver me timbers. Okay. Tightrope Circuit in Bianca City. Okay.
All right. So you see the glowing orbs next to you.
I do.
They will hurt
you.
There is a area of the track for recharging your shields.
Okay, it's A to go.
That would be that green strip right there.
Sick. Okay. Ooh. All right. That was close. Oh, yep. Shit. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Grandma Goodwin right now.
She's going to watch this and be like, Sophie.
Sophia.
Control yourself.
You brought shame on the name of Goodwin.
All right. Well, I'm definitely... Good Lord. I feel like a ping pong ball. I'm definitely not going to win. I'm in 11th place.
You also have turbo boosts. After you cross the lap line, you'll get a turbo boost, and then you can use it.
I think it's hard enough for me to... Am I supposed to be drifting?
You're in almost last place.
I think I might be in last place. 14 out of 10.
Power is way down.
Oh, so that's what that flashing means. My power is down. I'm going to die.
Yes.
I'm going to die. Awesome. Awesome. I'm so glad.
So I don't know if you know this, but the objective is to not hit the sides of the thing there. Not use them as...
Oh.
You didn't explode. Or are you going to?
I lost.
You lost.
I lost.
Maybe you came in such a...
20.
Like, there's no possible way you could have finished. Yeah,
Rank
you ranked out.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's try this again then. It's, to be fair, this is, it's the expert level, and I have not touched this ever. So this is...
How hard is it? You hit go, you go straight, you turn left.
Obviously pretty hard. So, okay, what I think what I need to do maybe is...
Yeah, fire low. There you go.
And
You don't need to be in there yet. You don't have any, like, decreased...
Oh, all right, well, I'm, like, trying to get up reserves.
There's no reserves.
Oh, okay.
Stay away from...
Why am I floating, though? Like,
dude,
there's
one version of this where those are magnetized and it's pulling you into it.
There's no, like, okay, even if I stop pressing the A button, I keep... gliding.
Yes, because you are a hovercraft and you have momentum. Inertia has kicked
in. There's no tread or anything. There's no like... No,
you have to just go.
Sick. Okay. I'm on my way to Tashu Station to pick up some power converters.
This is the most YOLO game you can play.
Evidently. Okay, wait. I went a little stretch without touching the wall.
You actually lapped.
I'm in 13th place.
There you go. Stay in the green. Okay, go. Just go.
All right. I'm doing better.
Just follow that guy. Use him as a guide of where you're going.
Shit.
Now, I will give you some credit because there is some lag.
That's true.
Most retro games are very sensitive to timing.
Oh, God. That was so bad. It's like I was trying to collect the orbs.
The NPCs won't let me be.
What? Huh?
You backed out again. You're in 20th place.
No way, dude. Yes. Okay, so that means like not only was I in last, but then they started lapping me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is great.
Did you have fun? Is this your new fave?
This is my new favorite. Did you want to give it a go, or are you just enjoying my
suffering?
Well,
now if I go and suck, then you can have like...
Okay, so you want to avoid that?
Well, I mean, I just want to make you look bad.
Okay, sick.
Is that...
Should I try it again, or should I quit while I'm ahead?
That's
while I'm behind.
You. That's on you.
I'll go one more time. I'll go
don't
one
let,
more.
Don't let the game punk you out like that.
And then we'll call it.
You know?
Because otherwise...
You'll be holding the game's belt.
Up.
Or his pocket or anything like that while you're strolling around the prison yard.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. All right. Nice. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sick.
It's not
sick.
Nice.
All right.
Sure. You're fine. You're still good.
Well, I'm in third.
Right. Just go. Just keep that button mashed. And
okay. All right.
Anticipate. You got your spidey sense because of lag.
Bro. I don't even have regular sense. Much less any kind of heightened.
All right. You're good. You're doing all right.
I'm not in last. Oh,
doing all right. You're doing all right.
Speaking too soon. Huh?
Come on. Do the locomotion.
I feel very bad for our audio listeners because it's just all they can hear is just me going like, dang it, every couple of minutes.
Okay. Yeah. You're actually getting the hang of it now.
Mm.
You were a bit.
Yeah.
You're not ranked out.
Can't speak too soon.
They are warning you, though, that you
probably... Oh, is that what that beeping is?
Yeah, I believe that's what that is.
That's them telling me, like, you're a failure,
hey,
you're a failure, you're a failure.
Here's the thing.
You will never be an Olympian.
Mother and father have disowned you. Because of how poorly you are doing.
Did you see that girl? I want to say she's Team USA, but she's been to the Olympics like 4 times. And
ranked
huh?
You're ranked
but
out.
But I.
You ranked out.
All right. Well.
That was fun.
I'm disappointed in myself.
I really get the idea of Twitch streaming at this point. Makes sense.
It makes sense to you now.
Well,
that was great.
What it seems like to me. Here's my take. We're done with games.
We're done with games.
Here's my take,
mm-hmm.
kind of parachuting into modern gaming,
mm-hmm.
is they're super easy. At least the ones you play are.
Comparatively, yes.
Right? If there's some wicked difficult games out there, and no, I gamed when there were, you know, multiplayer online, you know, Ghost Recon, Rainbow Six, and all that
sure.
stuff. And those definitely have a layer of difficulty to them because
mm-hmm.
you're playing actual people, and then of course cheats come into play. Especially in the multiplayer, which is why I typically stuck to the actual game.
Right.
Right?
Like the campaign mode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it just seems like now the game is developed to keep you going.
Yeah.
Don't stop. You'll get to the next thing.
Yeah.
Very low bar.
They want it to be addictive, I'm sure.
Well, that doesn't work for me. It just makes me throw the Joy-Con across it and go, piece of shit. And like, this isn't fun.
Yeah. So it's you got to strike a balance.
That's fun for you?
Like what, having it be difficult?
No, to have it be easy.
I think it depends on the game, because there are definitely certain games where it's like...
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. That
I used to play like...
Another game.
Like Crash Bandicoot, okay?
Okay.
It's fun.
It is fun.
And initially it's like, okay, it's pretty simple, right?
Yeah, you're bouncing
and the further
through,
in you get,
right.
it's like, it's a lot, like you said, a lot about timing. And... Yeah. After playing through the same level however many times and getting stuck on the same part about 50 times, I do get to a point where I'm like, I have to step away. Like, I can't. And maybe I come back to it much later.
So
I think there's a balance. It's got to be.
The question becomes, is the game too hard for everyone, or is the game too hard for you?
Am I just dumb?
Right. Or you just haven't developed a skill.
Yeah.
You know, I think for me, that's where I want the game to be. I want the game to be pushing my skill level.
Right.
Not so damn difficult that you can't play. So like, obviously like Ghosts and Ghouls or Ghouls and Ghosts was, it's ridiculously hard. And there's some entertainment value to that where you're just like you and your friends just going
sure
as far as you can and laughing at each other. So that has entertainment value. But if I bought that game and was like, I want to beat it.
Yeah.
I'd probably stick my fist to the screen. I literally have, back when we had CRTs, I punched my screen and then permanently had like a green fist in the middle of it after that. That's how hard I hit it.
The Hulk trademark.
I was so, like, because some games, they just make it like, yes, this is not beatable.
Sure.
But is it just not beatable by me?
Or in general, is it just intentionally like, almost right. impossible?
And you can get online. And you can definitely find those games that are, nobody is happy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
This game is just a middle finger.
Or like certain levels where people will be like, well, right. yeah, the game's great, but you get to this right. level and it's like, it's,
the middle fingers
up.
Go up.
Yeah.
Was it Nintendo Power or Game Fan? Back when we had magazines.
Right, yeah.
Right? There was I forget which game it was, but it was a survival guide to this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, first thing you have to do is collect all the items you need to survive playing this game. And one of them was a pillow to punch, an extra controller for when you destroy your controller. Right? It was stuff like that. It was so funny.
Just accept.
Right, that this is going to drive you mad.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I got in trouble with my parents. It probably, ironically enough, the game that drove me most insane and had me off the handle. I was like a violent drunk. Okay. Like playing this game. I had a stream of obscenities flowing from my skull cave. My brother is on the floor in stitches.
I'm sure.
He is dying laughing. And it was a Bible game.
A Bible game?
A Bible game.
So it's like biblical stories or you're...
So I forget the name of it, but you had like, it was like three games in one.
Okay.
You had Moses and Moses had to like... Bible Adventures, I believe it was called.
Bible Adventures.
It comes to me. Moses had to find all the animals and put them in the ark, which was kind of not bad, actually. That was a decent.
What, Noah?
Yeah. And then there was it Abraham or something? It had to be Abraham, and you were running around, I forget.
Sacrificing your son?
I don't know what you were doing. I forget. And then the one, David and Goliath.
Oh.
To this day. Having like flashbacks. This is my personal nom, right? Where you had to climb. I think I beat the first stage. You were like picking up sheep and doing something with sheep.
Okay.
And I beat that first stage and I got to the second stage where you had to go fight Goliath. But how do you think that stage would go? If you were developing a David and Goliath game, tell me the boss stage, how you've got it.
I feel like, well, Goliath would be like the boss that you have to beat, right?
Absolutely.
And what in the story, you have like a little sling, right?
Mm-hmm,
and some
you
rocks.
Do, yes.
So I feel like the way I would construct it would probably be like, maybe you're having to jump around the stage and like pick up rocks or something for your sling.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then you like charge up and launch it and hit Goliath. And after you hit him, either it's like a timing thing.
Sure.
Where you got to time it to where mm-hmm. he's like weak or whatever. Or it's like however many times you can hit him in a row.
Yeah.
And then he goes down.
Now, this is the era of platforming games, right?
Sure.
This was a platformer. So how you win is you have to climb a hillside bouncing from ledge to ledge all the while. Goliath is at the very tip top of this, right?
Like Donkey Kong?
Like Donkey Kong. And the sumbitch is throwing boulders at you.
That's not the story
like
at all.
Like raining them down. And you're like, down to the bottom. I was like, you know, I'm no Bible scholar.
I don't remember that.
But I do not recall ever hearing Goliath at the top of a hill.
And so the Lord said to David.
Oh, my word. I was so enraged. I was like 12 when I played that game.
Yeah,
so
that's about right. Yeah.
You know.
Hmm. I'll have to look into that, see if there's any way I can emulate that, because...
Oh, I've got it on emulator right now.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, because my kids were playing the... they were like, look at the... They got Noah's Ark. I was like,
aww.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, yeah, I know that game.
Yeah. Do yourselves a favor and quit.
Do not put it on David and Goliath if you wish to. And I was just getting in trouble for, you know, yelling.
Cursing at the Bible game?
Scream, yeah. My mom would be like, well, you're done with this. And she would just run over and take my Nintendo, put it in the closet.
Like, you can have this back when you learn to control yourself.
Correct. You're a week. We called it, my mom called it restriction. You're on restriction.
Yeah, you're on restriction. Yeah. That's how it was in my house.
Yeah.
You would lose access to games or whatever. Yeah.
You're restricted from TV and Nintendo. And I was like, oh, mom.
It's not fair. Freaking Goliath.
Come on,
fair.
Man.
Well, it's good to know that you had your fair share of struggles against these kind of games.
I did. But it made us better.
Yeah.
Right?
Character building.
Struggle. It's the rough spots in life that buff you into a diamond.
Yeah.
Right?
Hi. That's fair.
I got as far as
pressure.
Cubic zirconia.
Yeah, you're pyrite or whatever, as opposed to real gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Well, maybe next time we do this, maybe we'll pick like a long form game or something and play through a stage or something like that. That might be kind of fun.
Might be a good idea.
If we plan for it, you know?
Yeah.
If that's something that sounds...
What'd you say?
Christian?
Elden Ring.
Okay. Is that the one that everybody's getting mad about recently? Because there was some new DLC that got released. I can't remember if that was Elden Ring or Elder Scrolls.
Is that on the Switch?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll find a way.
Christian wants us to play Elden Ring. So,
he's like, can we get it in the budget Xbox Series
Brad,
S?
Can we play it in the budget? Well, if this is something that you enjoyed, if you like the gaming edition, let us know. And this may be something that we do again in the future. There are always weeks where it's like, you know, maybe Daniel's out on vacation or I'm gone or whatever.
She's replacing her Switch.
Yeah, I'm smashing things.
She's already got a piece of tape over it.
I have to push it down to get it.
You know
to,
why? Because she's at home going, stupid game.
I play Lego City Undercover and I get angry. Yeah. So yes, we would appreciate any suggestions in the future for if you like this kind of thing, what games you want
to
see.
Yeah, because every now and then we're going to run into this where we have to have like a
little fun, break. You
know, or just hey, let's do that.
Yeah, let's just do it for funsies.
Yeah.
So let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your input. But otherwise, we are going to call it there. It's almost 90 minutes of gaming. So hopefully that was enough. Thank you, Daniel, for being willing to engage in this experiment with us.
I had a great time.
And as you're watching this, I will be an aunt, so I will not be in the office. Hope that you have as good of a week as I'm planning on having. I'm very excited. I'm so excited to go and enjoy.
Some weird kind of like I'm turning into an aunt. Like, you're gonna get...
Oh, an aunt. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to be.
No, I say aunt as well. It's just funny.
Well, thank you. My morale is decreasing by the second. Awesome. And thank you, Christian, of course, for all of your help. We hope you enjoyed. We will see you, I guess it'll be next week, here on Technado.
Damn you, Goliath.
Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed today's show, consider subscribing so you'll never miss a new episode.